Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to another edition of one of the longest-running choral programs in the country. And today we introduce to you, for the first time, a new series of recordings featuring the adored creativity of composer-conductor Dr. Dale Warland. Today you will hear the first in what is scheduled to be several new recordings called the Dale Warland Live Series. The two ensembles on this disc are the Dale Warland Singers and the Minnesota Beethoven Festival Chorale. Over the years, this talented musician has recorded a lot of exceptional choral works that have yet to be released, and this is the object of this new enriching collection. This series is published by Dale Warland in cooperation with Roger Sherman and Gothic Records. On this broadcast, you will hear two works by Dominic Argento and one by Vincent Persichetti. But first, let me tell you what you heard as our opening selection. This, too, is from a new CD called Georg Sverdorf, Canticles and Prayers, and is offered by the Latvian Radio Choir with Sigvards Klaba on the podium. You heard a prayer titled Lord, Raise Up Your Power. You will hear more from this ensemble as the program moves along. Dale Warland was in Florence, Italy in 1972 and was on a Guggenheim Fellowship. By chance, he saw a man who turned out to be Vincent Persichetti. Warland went to the hotel and inquired at the desk, and the two men began a friendship that lasted until Persichetti's death in 1987. The work we will hear is titled Flower Songs, or Cantata No. 6. The text is by E.E. Cummings, and it has seven short sections. Warland notes that the words of E.E. Cummings acted like a magnet on the music of this fine composer, delightful human being, and dearly remembered friend. This work was recorded on May 5, 2001, at Ted Mann Concert Hall on the campus of the University of Minnesota and produced by Minnesota Public Radio. This is Cantata No. 6, or Flower Songs, by Vincent Persichetti, with the text by E.E. Cummings. Flowers of stone, sprouting violets, early flowers, is there a flower, a yellow flower, the dying rose, and lily has a rose. They are assisted by a small string ensemble, the Dale Warland Singers.
Thank you. Thank you.
The voices of the Dale Warland Singers recorded May of 2001 on the campus of the University of Minnesota. You heard Cantata No. 6, or The Flower Songs, by Vincent Persichetti, and the text was by E.E. Cummings. This is Seasons, Flower Songs, Canticles, and Prayers. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 25th year. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. This short piece by Dominic Argento uses the Shakespeare sonnet No. 64. There was much debate as to whether this specific text should be used, but the composer said he was haunted by it, and the only way to rid his mind of it was to set it to music. The sonnet became In Memoriam 9/11. The music of Georg Sverdrup, whose years were 1915 to 1998, has a special feel to it, and when you listen, the entire soul swells up with emotion. His music from the Old Testament has particular coherence, as Sverdrup used David's Psalms, for all three movements, considering them the highest examples of world poetry. This part includes many of the great prayers. The movements carry titles of King of Glory, the Song of Purification, and The Lord's Land. Sigvards Klava leads the marvelous Latvian radio choir.
Thank you.
On this broadcast, we are dealing with some of the world's greatly respected and treasured creations. Those three works from the pen of Georg Sverdrup were texts from the Old Testament. You heard the Latvian radio choir guided by Sigvards Klava. We continue with music from this first in a series of the Dale Warland Singers Live. Music that was recorded some time ago, but is now being released by Gothic Records in cooperation with Dale Warland. We stick with the music of Dominic Argento and his setting of poetry by Pat Solstad. This set of writings is called Seasons, and is the first recording of these works by Argento. They were recorded on July 10, 2014, at the Chapel of St. Mary of the Angels, St. Mary's University in Winona, Minnesota, by Cameron Wiley and produced by Matthew Culleton. The four pieces are all very luscious and pleasing to the ear and reflect the four seasons of the year, autumn, winter, spring, and summer, by Argento. The Minnesota Beethoven Festival Chorale was the resident choir of the Minnesota Beethoven Festival, which was active from 2010 to 17, and was conducted by Dale Warland. They worked during the summer months, but accomplished much. So here is the set of songs titled Seasons by Dominic Argento, conducted by Dale Warland, from this new CD called Seasons. You have just heard Seasons by Dominic Argento, released as part of a new series, which will be part of a new Dale Warlin live series and is published by Gothic Records. It is my understanding that this is just the beginning of the series, and so we thank you, Dale Warlin, for all you have given us so far, and we look forward to enjoying more of what you have to come. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Seasons, Flower Songs, Canticles, and Prayers. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting your attention again next week. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.